Macmillan Audio presents A Man of His Own by Susan Wilson. Read for you by Fred Berman, Christina Delane, Jeff Gerner, and Rick Adamson.
Part 1, 1938 to 1945. Prologue. His mother had sheltered him in the nest she'd made in a crawl space under the sagging weight of an old tavern tucked just off the main street of the city, which hadn't yet begun to recover from the depression. She'd fed him first from her teats, all eight his alone as the only survivor of her brood of five, then from her mouth as she left him for short periods and scavenged for scraps, which she would share with him even as she withered from a decent-sized purebred German shepherd to a scabbed scarecrow. The puppy would never know her history, only that his mother had managed to survive long enough as a stray by falling upon instincts hard-coded in her blood. Find shelter, find food, and trust no one. So that when she failed to return to their alleyway nest, he was almost capable of surviving on his own. Almost. What he didn't know about her was that at an earlier time in her life, she'd been a show dog. Somewhere miles away, blue ribbons and a silver cup graced a dusty shelf. Not a runaway, but a throwaway, when the neighbor's mongrel jumped the backyard breeder's fence. He'd stayed in the nest, venturing out only to do his business, lap a little at a puddle of yesterday's rainwater. But his belly began.